I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I was joking with Amanda that we need to start our recording. Her and I haven't chatted in so long, and I love Amanda to pieces that I'm like, okay, we got to start our interview, or otherwise they won't hear all these wonderful things we're chatting about. So thanks for joining me today, Amanda.
Thank you for having me, Leslie.
Yeah, Amanda and I have known each other for quite some time. Amanda Wiley has an amazing bookkeeping service for birth workers. And so I send a lot of my midwives to her. Everybody raves about how amazing her services are. And what I stress is she's really good with the regulations and translating things so midwives can understand. Amanda, you want to tell people that haven't listened to your last interview your background?
Sure. I have been interested in birth since I was really a little girl. And then when I first found out about midwifery when I was 11, I was like, that's what I want to be involved in. And so I worked and assisted a local home birth midwife for 6 years before I started having children. And times and seasons for things, and it's not my season to be involved, but it's where my passion and my heart is. And I just want to, my desire is to support the birth
Well, you've
workers that
got
are
so
out
many
there.
kids at home that need you right
Yes.
now. So bookkeeping
I
is
do.
perfect. Like, I'm like, your house is always quiet. We talk no matter how many kids you tell me
Yeah.
have. No.
Yes. That's just a picture I put. No, they
Aww.
really are around.
Yeah. No, her kids are amazing. But yeah, so Amanda, how long have you been doing the bookkeeping services now? I'm trying to
I've
think
had
of
my
it.
business for 3 years. Yeah, and just we're excited as we support more and more midwives and other doula agencies, and even people supporting parents through like an online, oh goodness,
Kind of like online
what did
businesses and different services. We call
I
them kind of niche businesses and different service lines.
Yeah, she's like a psychiatrist, and she offers online ability to have support after birth and stuff. So it's been neat.
No, you and I talk often because when I do consulting services, I'm like, you need to have QuickBooks, a good platform. I mean, even if you're going to start small and simple with Excel spreadsheet, that's a band-aid. I don't encourage that, but can you tell people why bookkeeping is so important? I mean, some of us know it from hard knocks and audits and the challenges of trying to get things ready for the accountants, but maybe a new innocent business owner is listening to why bookkeeping is important for the first time.
Sure. And I'm just going to throw out there that my biggest tip for a new business owner is set up a separate business account, because it's just so often people come to us and they're having to sort through their business expenses and personal, and it just gets messy. I can't remember half the time what I got last week. And so if it's in your business account, and you make sure that you're just using that for business, it makes it so much easier on you to do your own bookkeeping. So that's my biggest tip there. But bookkeeping is important because not only does the IRS require that we be able to prove what where income is coming from and what expenses we have and what they were for, but you also can't make good business decisions. And so wherever you're at, whether you're wanting to maintain what your business is or whether you're wanting to grow, you really can't make good decisions if you don't have the information that bookkeeping gives you. And
Well, I think
I
it's
have to
kind
know
of
that.
the example I had someone give. It's kind of like driving to someone's house without GPS. How do you know where you're going? How do you know you're
Yes.
going the right direction? Like if you're just having, and too many, I mean, will reinforce most business owners as a whole, it doesn't matter midwifery or any industry, are terrible bookkeepers. We need to change
Yes.
this. How do you know what's coming in and out? And if you have a problem, an issue, you can pivot from it versus you're blindsided 6, 8 months later.
Yes, and I can say that from experience. Years ago, my husband and I had a small home business, and for 3 years, and we did not do bookkeeping. And at the last minute, it was too late at that point to make changes along the way, to just realize, oh, we're not making it, and he had to go back to work in corporate America. So it's vital. It's vital.
Yeah. Well, and part of it is I joke all the time, quit tipping the government, because if you don't know, you don't put things in the right categories. You now just bought it personally when it could have been the business. I know you and I, when we have our conversations, I tend to give the more accounting advice, even though I'm not an accountant, just to protect you with being a bookkeeper. There is a big difference. A bookkeeper, they put the transactions in for you, and then the accountant will file and help give you advice to follow the codes and regulations. But if you don't have good bookkeeping, your accountant can't write things off and defend you. And so too many birth workers tip the government, and that's just money you should be keeping
Yeah.
in your own pocket.
Your tax preparer is too busy. Come tax time to dig in and ask you a lot of questions about whether something is personal or business. They're just trying to get your tax return done. So
yeah, that's your responsibility.
Good information.
Yeah. So as much as you can clean it up, I know you and I have made some amazing courses for midwives and birth workers with business and taxes and bookkeeping tips. I'm so excited about your course that has came out just to translate to birth workers, whether they're going to do it or they're going to hire somebody, they've got a tool, these common regulations, compliance things, the softwares that are out there, you kind of accelerate their learning process for them.
Yes. And really, I think it's easy. Maybe some of the more popular software out there make it seem like, oh, this is really easy. I don't need to know anything else. But once you get in there, you start realizing, oh, you really kind of have to know what the transactions are to be able to even categorize them correctly. And so it's vital. I just love that part of the course because it really helps give insight. I think if someone's going to do their own bookkeeping well, or they're going to hire someone to do it, it's so important that they have some of that small basic understanding of the accounting.
Yeah. Well, even if you hire somebody, you've got to know, are they doing a good job for you? Are they missing things? Any part of your business, we encourage you to hire the experts around you. But how do you know if the experts are doing a good job for you or not? If it's a biller, a lawyer, an accountant, a bookkeeper, it doesn't matter. Marketer, you still have to have some knowledge base of, are they accomplishing what you want for them? So it's bookkeeping, even if you're outsourcing, I encourage everybody to take business courses, bookkeeping courses. Amanda does an amazing job translating these high level technical things into things we can understand.
Yeah, part of that would be being able to read your reports and understand what those reports are telling you. So not only so you can make business decisions, but so that you can make sure that it's being done correctly.
Yeah. So no, I send people all the time to Amanda. I can't stress how happy people are. And a lot of times I'd rather send people there because they're planning and proactive versus a lot of times it's reactive. We could tell testimonial after testimonial of people begging other midwives to get bookkeepers because they got audited, because they had a hot mess that took them during tax time way more work than if they would have just done it real time and had good systems in place.
Exactly. Those systems are so important. And I would say there's so many automated options today that make it a little bit easier. I mean, it doesn't do it for you. Better than spreadsheets, I would suggest.
Well, and better than a shoebox where you're putting the papers in and then all of a sudden you can't find the shoebox and you have to dig through it. I mean, midwives, we don't like technology, but there's certain parts of technology that are beneficial to have in our lives.
Yes. And then the stress, we all deal with more stress than is healthy for us, but, and just birth professionals, they're spending so much time and energy and, just all their passion goes into serving their clients. And, you just don't want to add the additional stress, the tax time of having to deal with that. So find your system that works for you to make sure that you're keeping up with it.
Yeah. And do you have recommendations on common platforms people should consider using, or when is it like a pain point that they should transition over to a bookkeeper?
Oh, that's good. That's a good question. So typically, like in my firm, we just work with QuickBooks Online because it's just a platform a lot of people are familiar with. Your CPA or tax preparer is already familiar with working with that platform. But, you know, sometimes when you're first getting started and you just don't have the funds, maybe for that particular expense, there's a platform called Wave that's free. And it just gives you a place that's still automated. It pulls in your transactions. It's not quite as robust.
You get what you pay for,
but it works. Yes, it works. And then I would say if you just start realizing you're just always behind on your bookkeeping, you can't keep up or you don't feel confident. You know, when I talked about all those different kinds of transactions, you know, just because money is deposited into your account, it's not always income. You need to recognize when, and you need to note that correctly, because if you just take your statements to your CPA at the end of the year, and I've heard this before, like, and they're just adding in up all the deposits, and maybe you put some money into your business or you closed one account and moved money over into a new account, that was not income. You don't want to have to pay taxes on that. So it is important to know that. So if you're at the point where you aren't confident in that, it's a good time to talk to somebody at least about help with it or doing it for you.
Right. Well, common categories I talk about as a business consultant are the food one, because some of them are 100%, some of them are 50%. And you have, like, I write on my receipts, like, no tomorrow for food, because you want to defend and explain and rationalize if you ever get audited. And I promise you, if you don't categorize it, your accountant's probably doing everything as 50% because it's easier. And then the other parts are when you get to that point, you're making enough money and you transition from an LLC, a limited liability company, to an S corporation, you're getting earned income and dividends. And if you don't have a good, if every, like you were talking about, everything's just coming in as income, whether you meant it to or not, you're paying the highest taxes versus capital gains. So these are things that it's not just about keeping track of what money's coming in and out, but how you're categorizing it and how you're continuing it as income makes a difference if you're unnecessary paying extra in taxes. So it's there's many, many layers of why this is so important.
Oh, and Leslie, you mentioned receipts, and I'll just put a little plug out there too, just how important it is to get those receipts in the cloud in some way, because they just wear off so easily. And if you have to defend that for any reason,
It's not hard. Like I'm very honest with people. I'm like, I'm not the greatest. When I'm out and about, my center console becomes a hot mess of a pile every Friday. My kids take it out. They scan it. We have a system. It's the silliest system.
But I hire my kids for that too.
But you just have to have a system, but that's okay. Like some people love to just there's apps you can get that are totally free. You just take a picture of it real time and it syncs. But yes, don't, you have to scan, you have to have electronic backings of these. It's not like I have wonderful folders in a filing cabinet, but like you said, they fade or all of a sudden there's a fire or like you want nice organization to track and look at later. So there's a lot of benefits to
and good. Honestly, if you're keeping track digitally, you don't even have to keep the regular receipt. The IRS is fine with that digital copy. And so reduce the paper stress in your life and make it digital.
So when would be a good time for them? I know we're a little biased. We would love for them from day one to reach out with their practice. But when they hit that point of, okay, I definitely need a bookkeeper, where are those key things to flag to them?
If you're not keeping up with it, you just can't, it's more than you can handle. Just reach out. We do free consultations, so there's no commitment there. And the engagements that we do have are just month to month, so there's no long-term commitment. And I'll tell you, if you're not ready yet, but here's what I recommend that you do instead. We'll be honest with that. Or if you buy the course, then that will give you some insight too.
There's certain stages of learning. And if you want for a little while, you're going to have your kids scan and you're going to save it in drives and you're going to start a spreadsheet. That's phase one. But then you've got phase two. You get QuickBooks. There's a huge learning curve with QuickBooks and you're not going to know everything and categorize things right. It's like, I say you're going to save it way more in the unnecessary lost income of taxes, like especially the accountant and the bookkeeper. They pay themselves dividends over for what you put in return on investment from purely taxes you didn't even know you were paying accidentally. You didn't have to.
Exactly. Yeah. One of my clients reached out and I think her estimated, her CPA was telling her estimated tax was going to be double what she was used to paying. And of course we get in and things get messed up. So it's good to know you don't want to pay. You don't want to pay more than you have to.
Quit tipping the government. I am all about giving them what we're legally supposed to, but too many people, they just don't know what they don't know. And there's so many amazing write-offs that business owners have. So you and I have great courses with bookkeeping and business write-offs and all those things to help. I think I can tell you with my private practice before I knew all this stuff, I think I had lost like $200,000 over 5 years of taxes that I just didn't even know. Like I wasn't writing off the right things. So you can help and you can help navigate and accelerate that learning curve process for these new midwives and maybe ones that are struggling. Cause even when I do consulting stuff and they're a struggling midwife, the last thing I do is increase their fee schedule. It's usually looking at your systems and flow and catching money that's already being lost in that bucket of expenses that you don't have to be losing.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So, well, I'm excited, Amanda. How can they reach out to you to get that free discovery call and learn about your services?
Sure. You can reach out through my website. It is abundantlifebookkeeping.com. We're on Facebook also, but our website's really the best place to reach out.
Yeah, and I love all the updates you've done. I love your new logo
Oh,
and
thank
all the new
you.
updates. Yeah, I can't stress enough. If anybody is looking for a bookkeeper, Amanda and her team are who you guys want.
Thanks, Leslie.
Have a good day.
You too.